Imagine working in a rest home and having to choose who gets care and who misses out. Care workers who took their plea for enforceable minimum staff numbers to Parliament today say that's what's happening at the coalface, where some residents aren't even getting their medication on time. Soumya Bamidipati reports.
Dunedin rest home worker Marita Anson-Johnson was among the workers who presented a 7,000 signature petition to lawmakers today. She says her work is about giving back to others, but understaffing means she's often forced to make the toughest choices.
You have to choose, and having to choose who misses out. I don't want to be put in that position. I want to be able to say, well, I can do this, and I can do that. But having to rationalise and the ratio of what you can't give people.
Wellington caregiver Marianne Bishop says better pay is only the first step and mandatory staffing levels must follow for the sake of workers and the residents.
If they're desperate to go to the toilet or they're thirsty or they want to move and they can't do it because they need a hand to do it, it's just as frustrating for them.
Advocacy group Grey Power says some elderly people have delays getting medication, food or their other basic needs met. Its aged care committee chairperson Roy Reid says he recently spoke to a nurse who was initially unable to give a patient morphine.
It requires two registered nurses to be present, and in her case she had to wait until a registered nurse from another village was free to come so that she could administer morphine. That in our mind is an unsafe practice which is causing a lot of pain to residents.
E2 spokesperson Jodie Anderson says the group is asking the government to deliver on a 2010 report recommending mandatory minimum staffing levels. Instead, she says since then, short staffing has only been getting worse and worse and residents need more complex care.
I think you'll see aged care workers leave residential aged care, and there is already a staff shortage, and so it's really hard getting aged care workers to work in residential aged care. So I think that the problem's just going to reach crisis point, if it hasn't already actually.
Labour List MP Liz Craig, who sits on both the Health and Petition Select Committees, received the petition outside Parliament.